ఫ్రెండ్స్, వరల్డ్ క్లాస్ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చరింగ్ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 9 అండ్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ టోటల్ క్వాలిటీ మేనేజ్మెంట్. టోటల్ క్వాలిటీ మేనేజ్మెంట్ ఈజ్ అ మేనేజ్మెంట్ అప్రోచ్ దట్ ఫోకసెస్ ఆన్ డెలివరింగ్ ప్రోడక్ట్స్ అండ్ సర్వీసెస్ విత్ ద హైయెస్ట్ క్వాలిటీ టు మ్యాక్సిమైజ్ కస్టమర్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ అండ్ మీట్ రెగ్యులేటరీ స్టాండర్డ్స్ ఆల్సో. Regulatory standards means, as per law, whatever requirements are there, we have to meet them also. TQM provides the quality assurance that customer will get what he expects, as well as a process for managing unsatisfied customers. Because if you have 10 customers, maybe one customer is unsatisfied. So we have to take care of that unsatisfied customer also. Then make needed correction for that. Prevent similar reoccurrences of unsatisfied customer. TQM demands full commitment from management. Full commitment from top management, middle management, and everyone in the organization. Organizational members take their cue about what is important from management. TQM, quality is not about a product or service meeting requirements, but how the whole organization operates to understand customer expectations and competitively deliver customer satisfaction. For example, customer has come to your place and he is entering the main gate, and there the watchman misbehaves with him. He says, no, you are not allowed. See, this behavior is not connected with product or service, but this is connected with the treatment what customer gets while he enters your organization. Then from that, he goes to the receptionist, and then receptionist doesn't even look at him, doesn't welcome him. It is said that many times the customer is not unhappy because of product or service, but he is unhappy because the bad treatment companies, other employees are giving to him. Only through top management commitment and involvement does TQM take hold and become part of the organization's culture. What is culture? Culture is something that every employee is so sincere, so dedicated, that no, even if nobody is supervising him, he delivers his job most appropriately, most sincerely, even if nobody is looking at him. So he is so sincere, he is so devoted to the company. In the modern context of TQM, needs an active participative management, continuous process improvement, and utilization of teams, what we call it as quality circles. Participative management refers to the intimate involvement of all members of a company in the management process. In other words, managers set policies and make key decisions only with the input and guidance of the subordinates who have to implement and adhere to the directives. Workers feel they control and own the process in which they participate. Continuous process improvement entails the recognition of small incremental gains toward total quality. Large gains are achieved by small sustainable improvements. Kaizen, which I'm going to explain in the next chapter. What is Kaizen? Kaizen is also small sustainable improvements. Teamwork, the third necessary ingredient for TQM, involves the organization of cross-functional teams, that is CFT, within the company. What is cross-functional team? A team of various functions in the organization. Purchasing, security, everyone, cross-functional team. And then production, quality assurance, and all these people are there in that CFT. This CFT approach helps workers share knowledge, identify problems, and opportunities, derive a comprehensive understanding of their role and align their work goals with those of the organization. Thus, a company strives to control its market by gaining and holding market share through continuous cost and quality improvements, and will share profits to achieve control. Not surprisingly, in the auto sector, where the investment is very large and failure can be very costly, the Japanese have made great gains in the market share. TQM, while emphasizing quality in its name, is really a philosophy of management. Quality and price are central in this philosophy because they are seen as effective methods of gaining the customer's attention and holding customer loyalty. Very, very important word, customer loyalty. That means customer comes to you, again he comes to you, again he comes to you. He never goes to your competitor. He is so loyal to you that he never goes to any competitor, even if the competitor is offering the products in lower cost. TQM is a good way for small business surrounded by big box outlets to reach precisely that small segment of the consuming public that appreciates a high level of service and high quality products at reasonable prices. Now, we have to implement TQM. The task of implementing TQM can be daunting. Using a few guidelines, a distillation of the beliefs of the quality gurus, the organization needs a long-term commitment to continuous improvement. Very clear. Adopt the philosophy of zero errors, zero defects, to change the culture, to do it right first time. Get facts by studying processes. Constantly educate and retrain. Develop experts in the firm. The important part of quality journey is to understand the culture of an organization and use that knowledge to map the steps needed to accomplish a change. The culture in any organization is formed by beliefs, behaviors, norms, dominant values, rules, and the climate, which I call it as atmosphere. A culture change from one of acceptance of a certain level of errors or defects to one of right first time, every time, zero defects, needs involvement of all the organization's people. Total quality management is put customers first, that is customer focus, make continuous improvement, CI, aim for zero defects. For that, we have to train and retrain and develop the people. It is imperative that leaders take responsibility for the adoption and documentation of an appropriate management quality system, that is ISO 9001, IATF, QS 9000, and so on. Appropriate management quality system in the organization if they are serious about the quality journey. Once the direction for the organization's quality journey has been set, it needs performance measure to monitor and control the journey and ensure desired level of performance is achieved and sustained. We will now see brief history of TQM. TQM is a set of opinions and ideas for improving the quality of products or services, which widely is called as management philosophy. Its main aims are to satisfy customers and survive in the market. Without doubt, quality experts or quality gurus had significant roles to transform the concept of quality from a mere technical system to a broader body of knowledge known as total quality with management implications in production. Japanese application of the method had significant and undeniable results, manifesting as dramatic increases in Japanese product quality and Japanese success in exports, igniting the quality movement across the world. TQM was demonstrated on a grand scale by Japanese industry through the intervention of W. Edwards Deming, who in consequence has come to be viewed as the father of quality control, father of quality circles and quality movement in general. This is giving TQM timeline, what happened in 1950s, what happened in 1968, and what is happening today. In 1950s, Deming taught methods for statistical analysis and control of quality to Japanese engineers and executives. Juran taught the concepts of controlling quality and managerial breakthrough. Feigenbaum's book, Total Quality Control, a forerunner for the present understanding of TQM, was published. Philip Crosby's promotion of zero defects paved the way for quality movement in many companies. 1968, Japanese named their approach to total quality company-wide quality control. Ishikawa's synthesis of the philosophy contributed to Japan's ascendancy as a quality leader. Today, TQM is the name for the philosophy of a broad and systemic approach to managing educational, organizational quality. In 1985, the United States Navy adopted the teaching of Mr. Deming, total quality management. With creation of a National Quality Award from the Navy, TQM spread throughout the US federal government, resulting in the creation of Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award in August 1987. The creation of the Federal Quality Institute in June 1988, the adoption of quality, total quality management by the US Department of Defense, US Army, and Coast Guard. Many US industries lost market share to foreign competition like Toyota, Honda, Toshiba, and Sony. The foreign competitors offered lower priced products with much higher quality. Companies in every line of business are focusing on improving quality in order to be more competitive. Because if we have to remain in the business, we must have competitive advantage. Quality excellence is a standard for doing business. Companies that do not meet this standard simply will not survive. The term used for today's new concept of quality is total quality management, or TQM. The new concept is proactive, designed to build quality into the product and process design. The TQM movement is based on the philosophies of notable individuals who have shaped the evolution of TQM. The quality gurus are Schuhart, Deming, Juran, Feigenbaum, Crosby, Ishikawa, Taguchi. TQM is considered a customer-focused process that strives to ensure that all associated employees work towards the common goals of improving product or service quality, as well as improving the procedures that are in place for production. The guiding principles that define TQM are customer focus, that is focus on customers, employee involvement, process approach, quality integrated system, strategic and systematic approach, that is, TQM calls for a system approach to decision making that needs a company dedicate itself to integrating quality, which we have learned in ISO 9001. Then decision making based on facts, that also we have learned in the ISO 9001. The systematic approach of TQM only works if feedback and input is given to the evaluation of how process is flowing. Management must continuously rely on production turnover, efficiency, effectiveness, and employee metrics. What is metric? Measure everything that results in customer satisfaction. This is an acronym. Metrics is an acronym to correlate the anticipated outcomes with the actual results. Principles of TQM are communication, continuous improvement. So in this diagram, all the principles are given. Focus on customer, employee involvement, process approach, quality integrated system, strategic and systematic approach, decision making based on facts, communication, and continuous improvement. TQM is mainly concerned with CI, that is continuous improvement in all work, from high level strategic planning and decision making to detailed execution of work elements on the shop floor. It stems from the belief that mistakes can be avoided and defects can be prevented 100%. Continuous improvement must deal with improving capabilities to produce better results. The five major areas of focus for capability improvement are demand generation, supply generation, technology, operations, people capability. There are three major mechanisms of prevention, that is preventing mistakes from occurring. Two, where mistakes can't be absolutely prevented, detecting them early to prevent them being passed down to the value added chain or to prevent them being passed down to the customer. Third, where mistakes recur. Recur means occur again and again. When mistakes recur, stopping production, as we know, andon, haijun ka, stopping production until the process can be corrected to prevent the production of more defects. The TQM model has 4 P's, 3 C's. What is 4 P's? The 4 P's provide the hard management necessities. What are 4 P's? Planning, processes, people, and performance. Planning, the deployment of policies and strategies, setting up appropriate partnership, resources, designing with quality in mind. Very important, designing with quality in mind. Then processes, understanding, management design, redesign, quality management systems, and continuous improvement. People, managing human resources, culture change, teamwork, communications, innovation, learning, and involvement. Total involvement of people. The TQM model, performance establishing a performance measure framework. Balanced scorecard for the organization carrying out self-assessment, audits, reviews, and benchmarking. The 3 C's are culture, communication, and commitment. Provide soft outcomes for the TQM model. The TQM model is complete once soft outcomes are integrated in the 4 P's framework, so that the model can successfully prove organizations forward culture, communication, commitment. What are elements of TQM? To implement TQM, a company must concentrate on 8 key elements: ethics, integrity, trust, training, teamwork, leadership, recognition, communication. It is explained now. The elements can be divided into 4 groups. Like it is a building, the foundation of that building is ethics, integrity, and trust. Building bricks of that building is training, teamwork, and leadership, as shown in this diagram. What is the binding mortar for this building communication. And what is the roof? Recognition. Ethics. What is ethics? Ethics is the discipline concerned with good and bad in any situation. Organizational ethics establish a business code of ethics that outlines guidelines that all employees are to adhere in the performance of their work. Individual ethics include personal rights or wrongs. So ethics is very important in total quality management. Integrity. Integrity implies honesty, morals, values, fairness, and adherence to the facts and sincerity. The characteristics is what customers expect and deserve to receive. Ethics and integrity, very, very important. Trust. I need not explain what is trust. Trust is a byproduct of integrity and ethical conduct. Then training. Employees require training in interpersonal skills, the ability to function within teams, problem solving, decision making, job management, performance analysis, improvement, business economics and technical skills, and moreover, interpersonal relationship, which should be very, very good. Interpersonal, there should not be any fights, there should not be any quarrels. Very beautiful interpersonal relationship is also important. Then what are the bricks? Teamwork. Teams provide permanent improvements in processes and operations. In teams, people are comfortable bringing up problems that may occur and can get help from other workers to find the solution and put into place. There are mainly three types of teams: quality improvement teams, QIT, problem solving teams, PST, natural work teams, that is NWT. And in addition to these teams, leadership. Leadership in TQM requires the manager to provide an inspiring vision, share strategic directions are understood by all team members, and to instill values that guide subordinates. A supervisor must understand TQM, believe in it, and then demonstrate that belief and commitment through their daily practices of TQM. The supervisor makes sure that strategies, philosophies, values, and goals are transmitted down throughout the organization to provide focus, clarity, and direction. Then communication. Again and again, I have been speaking about effectiveness of communication. Communication means a common understanding of ideas between the sender and the receiver. Sender will give the communication. The receiver will understand, and then he will act accordingly. The success of TQM demands communication with and among all the organization members, suppliers and customers. For communication to be credible, that is believable, the message must be clear. Receiver must interpret in the way the sender intended. Then what are the binding marker? Download communication, upward communication, feedback, supervisors listen effectively to correct the situation, that comes through the use of TQM. This forms the level of trust. Then sideways communication. Then roof of this building is recognition. Recognition should be provided for both suggestions and achievements for teams as well as individuals. As people are recognized, there are huge changes in self-esteem, productivity, quality, and the amount of effort exerted to the task at hand. Recognition comes in its best when it is immediately following an action that an employee has performed. Recognition comes in different ways, places, and time, such as methods, places, time. Adopting the TQM philosophy will make an organization more competitive, establish a new culture which will enable growth and longevity, provide a working environment in which everyone can succeed, reduce stress, waste and friction, build teams, partnerships and cooperation. When to adopt TQM? TQM can be adopted at any time after executive management has seen the error of its ways, opened its mind and embraced the philosophy of total quality management. It cannot be attempted if management perceives it as a quick fix or a tool to improve worker performance. How to adopt TQM? TQM will force change in culture, processes and practice. These changes will be more easily facilitated and sustained if there is a formal management system in place. For any TQM initiative to yield management permanent benefits, a few fundamental questions must be answered. What is the company's purpose? What is the company's vision? What is the company's mission? What is vision? Long-term vision, what company wants to achieve. And what is the mission? How that vision will be achieved. What are the factors upon which achievement of the company's mission depends? What are the company's values? What are the company's objectives? Until management shares the same answers to these questions and has communicated them to the workforce, there can be no guarantee that the changes made will propel the organization in the right direction. There is no single methodology, only a bundle of tools and techniques like flowcharting, SPC, Pareto analysis, cause and effect diagrams, employee and customer surveys. Examples of techniques, benchmarking, cost of quality, QFD, that is quality function deployment, failure mode effects analysis, design of experiments. Measurements, after using the tools and techniques, an organization needs to establish the degree of improvement. Pitfalls. A few pitfalls to TQM are allowing external forces and events to drive a TQM initiative, an overwhelming desire for quality awards and certificates, organizing and perceiving TQM activities as separate from day-to-day work responsibilities. Deming has listed out set of management practices to help companies improve their quality and productivity. Some of them are cease dependence on inspection to achieve quality. Very clear. Improve constantly and forever every process for planning, production, service. Break down barriers between staff areas. Institute a vigorous program of education and self-improvement for everyone. And now, to summarize, TQM is a method by which management and employees can become involved in the continuous improvement of the production of goods and services. TQM, combined with effective leadership, results in an organization doing right things right first time. TQM, without involving integrity, without involving ethics and trust, would be incomplete. Training is the key by which the organization creates a TQM environment. There is no single methodology, only a bundle of tools and techniques. Thank you.